quoting one of my favorite philosophers of modern times, Don Draper, who is the lead character in Mad Men, the TV show about the advertising industry. Don Draper tries to teach us constantly about happiness. He says, what is happiness? It's a moment before you need more happiness. On this occasion, when we celebrate God's presence, we are not celebrating happiness, we are celebrating joy, which is something quite different. At the end of the service, we will sing Joy to the World, not happiness, partly because it doesn't fit, but also because we are looking for something deeper. How does joy differ from happiness? Joy has depth, and it can survive changes in circumstances. It can survive misfortune, mistakes, and misunderstanding. Joy defines and redeems not only the happy times, but the difficult times. We come here to this place and to places like it to learn to practice joy. We don't just do it at Christmas. We don't just do it on special days or in special places. After all, the shepherds to whom God came, they had not withdrawn from the world to go out somewhere and seek holiness. They were doing their jobs. They were simply going about their task. And God appeared. God appears even when the temporal things of happiness are not available. And just think, if God can arrive in a manger under frightening and unpredictable circumstances, certainly God can arrive here or anywhere else in human life. And when we are aware of the presence of God, we are also beginning to practice joy. Our Isaiah reading tonight has the prophet speaking of the prospect, the promise of joy, of changes where the world is being turned upside down. Isaiah speaks of relief from oppressors. And to me, these lines mean not just relief from violent advancing armies that threaten the people. We're also freed from other oppressors, some of them self-inflicted. We are freed from the need to prove ourselves. We're freed from prayers. We're freed from marketers, thanks be to God. We're freed from competitors. In this passage from Isaiah, he speaks of the darkness. Another translator, a man named Robert Alter, translates those lines a little bit differently. And instead of saying the people walked in darkness, Alter says the people walked in the land of death's shadow. Shadow, not darkness. To me, shadow feels temporary. Darkness feels permanent. Shadow, in this sense, is mortality. It feels like darkness to us human beings, but God comes to us and tells us that it is a temporary kind of darkness. And so the people have seen a great light. That great light is joy. It is the realization that this life, as good or as bad as it can be, is not all there is. God gives something that goes far beyond anything we ourselves can see or accomplish. And we get a glimpse of that great light mentioned by Isaiah every time we are present with one another, present to other human beings. When we, especially as church people, when we forego the dogmatic in favor of taking care of God's people, we become, in a sense, Christ to the other. And the more we do that, we are increasingly formed in the image of Christ. And then we stop focusing on divisions, on separation, on judgmentalism, and we start seeing God, the eternal, the joy. We cannot find joy by ourselves. Robert Alter, in his notes on this passage, points out that the end of this part that we read tonight says, "The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this." Alter says, this sentence underscores an important point. Such an ideal ruler can come into being and sit on the throne of David only through God's zealous intervention. We cannot create joy. God brings joy to us. Now, what forms does that take, that joy that God brings to us? Well, in part, that joy is sitting in the pew next to you. The people that you have community with, that you have relationships with, that you love and take care of, those people represent and bring the joy, that eternal gift that comes with God. And that joy gives us the ability to value the good times, but also to learn and to grow in bad times. We come here to practice joy. God knows we don't need one more place to be judged or misjudged. We don't need one more thing to strive for. We don't need one more place where we have to measure up. And I don't know about you this week, but I certainly don't need one more thing to do. We come here to practice joy far beyond happiness. Remember our philosopher who says, "What is happiness? It's a moment before you need more happiness." We can never get enough if we use these things that we can create, that we can accomplish to try to fill us. And so we come here looking for something else. And what we're looking for is joy. A man named, ironically, Billy Sunday was an athlete and later became an evangelist. And he had a very insightful quote about joy. He said, "If you have no joy in your religion, you have a leak in your Christianity somewhere." We are supposed to be joyful people because we know that God has come to us and offered us something that transcends what we have here. It is not only about celebration, but also about finding peace, even in bad circumstances. The author, Victor Hugo, describes something that's kind of the other dimension of this in this beautiful quote. Hugo said, "Have courage for the great sorrows of life and patience for the small ones. And when you have laboriously accomplished your daily task, go to sleep in peace. God is awake." God is awake. We still will try to fill ourselves with jobs and family and things and accomplishments, and we will always want something more. Now, I want to be very careful in saying that I am not here simply preaching against stuff and things. Because if you know me at all, you'd find that extremely hypocritical. I am preaching against relying on things for meaning and joy. Joy means that we have peace through whatever happens, in whatever we have or don't have. We have peace and we have joy with the people we love. We have joy, this eternal gift brought by the coming of God to the world, but also to an individual heart. That gift gives us the ability to value the good times, but to learn in and lean on others in the bad ones. Tonight, and every night, go to sleep in peace. God is awake. Joy to the world. The Lord is come.